I love a good graphical representation of reality. Now, they're never perfect. There's always data that's being left out, but I'm going to talk today about one that contains a lot of information and was took a little bit of time for me to parse. And once I did, it kind of terrified me. I'm going to show it to you as well. What a good little visualization we have on our hands here. How NVIDIA and OpenAI fuel the AI money machine. So very quickly, to explain, NVIDIA makes the chips that do the compute that creates the artificial intelligence systems. OpenAI is the biggest company that creates the systems that use those chips to create artificial intelligence systems that do stuff. Not just the chatbot, but also all of the other things that it does, including, you know, Sora 2, which you've heard my opinion on. And then there's Microsoft, you've heard of them. AMD is another chip maker like NVIDIA, Oracle, and a few others in here like CoreWeave, possibly some others. I actually don't know what all these companies are. I think Nscale might be one as well, but it's the little dot. Little dot. Oracle and CoreWeave, at least, are the companies that have built like the data centers, and they buy chips from NVIDIA and then they like lease out the compute. They sell that. So basically, Intel and AMD and NVIDIA sell chips to the AI companies or to the data center companies, and then the data center companies sell the compute to the AI companies. Sometimes the middleman running the data center is there, sometimes it's not there. But in either case, NVIDIA is doing very well because so many people want their chips right now. But we can think of it as like AI companies, chip companies, and then the middlemen compute companies. What the AI companies want is to be able to keep existing. Right now, OpenAI, worth $500 billion, has $12 billion of revenue. That's not profit. That's the amount of money they made total. Their profit is deeply in the negative. And NVIDIA has extremely high profit. They make way more money than they spend because people really want their chips right now, and so they'll pay way extra for them, and they're the best chips. They're the best chips! Crunch, 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 crunch! There's a huge amount of demand for those chips. The prices are way up. It's very good for NVIDIA. That's why they are the largest company in the world and are one company that is worth more than the entire pharmaceutical industry combined. But even then, even with their absolutely bonkers margin that they have right now, their price-to-earnings ratio is extremely high. So the value of all NVIDIA stock combined is much higher than you would see with a normal company, which indicates to belief among investors that the prices of those chips will keep going up and the number of chips produced will keep going up. So NVIDIA desperately wants to keep the prices of their chips the same or higher. They want the demand to increase faster than supply, but they also want to increase supply dramatically so that they can sell more things. So like more sales and more profit equals more earnings. People who are sort of on the AI isn't a bubble train right now, what they're saying is, well, if it's a bubble, why are the prices of NVIDIA chips continuing to increase? There's a huge amount of demand there, people are buying them, that can't be entirely irrational. So keep that in mind. The demand for NVIDIA chips far outstrips the supply of NVIDIA chips, and the idea is that will continue to be the case even as supply increases. But first, quickly, the sponsor of this video, Ground News. I don't know about you, but one thing I notice is that when I start to like have a preference for a kind of content, YouTube is like, here's all of that kind of content. And that can get my head stuck in a reality that might not be actually representative of reality. Ground News is an app and a website, I'm on the website version right now, that gathers how different outlets cover the same story all in one place. It shows you who's reporting, what they're saying, and even where they fall on the political spectrum. There's a little blind spot bias feature where sometimes you do find that the stuff that is really covered on one side or the other is meant to outrage you a little bit. But there is this story about Governor Newsom signing a new law to protect kids from the risks of AI chatbots. I do not know about this. I had not heard about this at all until I like went on and there it was. Not covered really by many people at all, but mostly covered by organizations on the left. One of my favorite things is that over here, you can actually like see all the outlets that have covered it, and then you can pick the ones that you already know do a good job. So like Los Angeles Times or the AP. Also the ones that you might have already paid for and not have to worry about a paywall, which I sometimes do with the LA Times, though in this case it appears not. They're letting me have this one. It requires chatbot operators to have procedures to prevent the production of suicide or self-harm content and put in guardrails such as referring users to a suicide hotline or crisis text line. This seems like a good idea, and unfortunately I know why they have had to do this. And it's not the only bill he signed. Some of the other legislation he signed tackled issues such as age verification, social media warning labels, and the spread of AI non-consensual sexually explicit content. And again, I will say one thing I like about Ground News is that it doesn't break the business model of the news. You can go to the place and actually look at the thing, whether you signed up for the paywall for that specific outlet or whether they're ad-supported like the AP is. One of my biggest frustrations with the internet is not knowing whether I'm informed or just trapped in an algorithmic bubble. You could see with your eyes how different headlines are between Fox News or Reuters or The Guardian, and it can help you realize why people are having totally different conversations about the same event. Subscribe to get 40% off the Vantage plan with the QR code on the screen right now, or at the link in the description, which is ground.news/Hank. That's pretty easy to remember. It's a pretty cool product that saves me time, and it means that I'm not always finding my news on social media feed, which are not known for their accuracy or nuance. Okay. Back to the video. We're going to leave the middlemen aside right now, and we're going to look at the AI companies, because then what you have is OpenAI, a company that's now worth $500 billion, according to a recent fundraise. And OpenAI has $12 billion of revenue. It has no profit, and it is by far the largest AI company. And with this $12 billion of revenue, they are spending hundreds of billions of dollars on these chips. And OpenAI, I don't want to say that like they couldn't do more than they're doing right now, but they're not like brand new. They've been selling their services for a while. Now, could they increase the price of their services? Yes. Do they seem to think that that would be the thing that does it for them? No. Like, they're creating feeds inside of their systems. Now they've got a feed inside of ChatGPT where, like, when you open it, it's like, hey, just, like, read some stuff. Just read some stuff that I prepared for you. Instead of asking me questions, here's stuff that we think, based on what you've talked to me about before, you might be interested in. And the play there is obvious to me, which is they've said that they don't want to put ads inside of the experience of you just asking it questions, but they haven't said that they won't put ads inside of the stuff that it just provides to you. And if it's just providing stuff for me, maybe sometimes it will provide stuff for me that paid to be there. Also, maybe like Sora's slop talk thing is also a thing where they could put ads, though. I can't imagine that anyone thinks that there will actually be a lot of people who spend time on slop talk. But maybe, you never know, irrational exuberance and all that. And thus, you have the other side of the argument. The people who say that this is probably a bubble, they're saying, okay, well, there's demand for OpenAI's services. People use them. They're using them more and more as time goes on. But you can't say that at the moment the demand is outstripping the supply. There's plenty of supply to meet the demand. And right now, OpenAI, according, I think, to them, they lose money every single time you use one of their products. Like, the amount that it costs to train and use the models is more than the amount that they are charging, even for their top $200 a month tier. In that case, it's possible that they could charge 10 times more to their enterprise clients and to their consumer clients, and all those people would keep paying, and they would be a profitable company. But would that actually work? Like, would the $200 a month people pay $2,000 a month? But even more than that, is it true that the demand for NVIDIA's chips is increasing, or is NVIDIA creating that demand? And likewise, is it true that the demand for OpenAI's services is increasing, or are they increasing that demand? So let's start with OpenAI. There's obviously a lot of arrows coming in and out of this. We're going to start with the ones that have green arrows. There's a healthcare company, Harvey AI, and Anysphere. These are companies that pay money to OpenAI, but that OpenAI's venture arm has also invested in. So they're investing in these companies, and then the companies buy services from OpenAI. That's a bit of a loop. Now, they're not investing like the exact same amount of money. Probably they're investing less than the companies are paying, but that is an example of like a circular system here. We also see these green arrows, which is venture capital, pointing out from NVIDIA to Mistral to Figure AI and to xAI. And all of those people take that venture capital investment and then they buy NVIDIA chips. So if you're in the anti-bubble case, then you do have to ask, well, why does NVIDIA have to invest in these companies in order for them to buy their it's not like a quid pro quo here, but like, why can't the companies just get investment from elsewhere outside of NVIDIA to do those investments? It's a little weird, and I think that it makes sense that people are worried about it. Now, none of these arrows have dollar values on them, which is a little bit frustrating for me, except for the most important one, the one that sort of created this whole conversation about round tripping, which is this one. NVIDIA has agreed to invest up to $100 billion in OpenAI, and that investment comes along with the purchase of chips. So to unlock more and more of that investment, they have to buy more and more of the chips. That's basically paying OpenAI to buy NVIDIA chips. Now, it's not like the exact price of the chips. It's less than the price of the chips. So basically about a quarter of the money that the chips cost is getting discounted off the price of the chips. And in exchange, and I am simplifying here, but in exchange for that 25% discount, NVIDIA is getting ownership shares in OpenAI. At the same time as that is happening, with this money going to OpenAI, OpenAI signs a $300 billion deal with the middleman, Oracle, who's going to build the data centers and run the data centers. $300 billion on revenue of $12 billion for a company that is not brand new, that has been around and that everybody knows about and that lots of people use, and that lots of people have found a hard time figuring out how it integrates well into businesses in a way that is worth spending a lot of money. $12 billion, they have these huge contracts with lots of companies, but still $12 billion is the amount of revenue they have. They're spending $300 billion on a service contract. That's this darker blue line, a service contract with Oracle. So NVIDIA invests in OpenAI. OpenAI signs a service contract with Oracle. Oracle, in order to build this data center, has to spend tens of billions of dollars on chips. All these pink arrows going in to NVIDIA, these are all these companies buying chips directly from NVIDIA. So they're all paying money into NVIDIA, which is why they're the ones who are winning the most in this. And also there's this one arrow pointing out of NVIDIA to CoreWeave, which is a service agreement saying NVIDIA will lease its own chips that are being sold to CoreWeave. So CoreWeave is buying chips from NVIDIA, and then NVIDIA has said, we promise that we're going to pay you to use those chips once they're in your data center. And not only that, they have promised that if CoreWeave, this data center company, if they don't get enough contracts to use all of the chips, NVIDIA will just take all of that excess processing power and pay for it. So they're guaranteeing the value of the chips to CoreWeave. Why would they be doing this if the demand for the chips is so high and the profit margin on the chips is so high? So the anti-bubble argument that I have heard from analysts who are much smarter than me and know more about this is that the price keeps going up for these NVIDIA chips, and so they're like, the demand is there. But the chip isn't the product. The AI service to consumers is the product. And right now, that is an order of magnitude under the amount of money that is being spent just on hardware, not even including staff time and the power and the water and the buildings and all of that stuff. The amount of money being made by AI companies is an order of magnitude lower than just the money that is going to NVIDIA every year. And by doing deals that basically give companies money to buy NVIDIA's chips, they are selling their chips at an effective discount. And yet, at every one of these steps of the process, as this money flows around, these companies get more highly valued. When Oracle signed this $300 billion a year deal with OpenAI, their stock price shot up. When NVIDIA does venture investment in xAI, which then turns around and buys NVIDIA's chips, that is offering the chips at a discount. So once you parse this fairly information dense, though there could be more information on it and that would be good, but once you get your mind around this little graphic here, it doesn't seem like NVIDIA just thinks people are gonna buy their chips at the prices they're selling them. NVIDIA seems to think, hey, it would be better for our share price if we found ways to artificially increase the demand for our chips, like by paying the people who buy our chips to buy our chips, or investing in companies that buy our chips so they can buy our chips. And NVIDIA has so much money that, like, what else are they gonna do? Their price is so inflated. Their stock is worth so much and they have so much money that they can subsidize the purchase of their own chips. And when they do that, the stock market rewards them. This money is just flowing around. And at the root of it is not the demand for NVIDIA chips, because NVIDIA chips are not the product being sold. The product being sold is artificial intelligence systems. Look, it might someday be this big, but it is not anywhere close to that big right now. And it's not brand new. In order for it to be this big, it has to create so much value, and we have to create new systems for capturing that value, besides just firing everyone and having computers do all the work. Microsoft is the only major player on this graph that is buying NVIDIA chips that doesn't have a direct relationship. They do have this one little connection through Nebius, and I don't know what that is, where Microsoft is paying Nebius for a service while Nebius is getting investment from NVIDIA. My God, I don't know how big that is. You wanna Google it with me? Oops, I don't wanna show you all of my text messages. That was just my dad, that's probably okay. Don't read my text messages. Microsoft secures 100,000 NVIDIA GB300 chips via $33 billion deal. Okay, so it is big. That's actually huge. Oh my God. So Nebius is like an Oracle, but for just AI. I have gotten this take your guest house to the next level ad so many times. I probably accidentally clicked on it once and they're like, yeah, I bet you're interested in nano walls. I thought it was gonna be nano walls, but it actually says nano wall. It's where you keep your nana. She's in the walls. So yeah, it's getting 100,000 NVIDIA chips from a company that NVIDIA has invested in. Even Microsoft is getting discounted chips. I don't know, you guys. Seems fine. I have seen the simplified version of this pitched around, which is like NVIDIA gives $100 billion to OpenAI, OpenAI gives $100 billion to Oracle, Oracle gives $100 billion to NVIDIA. It's not exactly like that. It does prop up the demand for NVIDIA chips by making making it so that you're giving money to people in exchange for them, in some cases directly, in exchange for them buying NVIDIA chips. Or you're just investing in companies so that they can buy NVIDIA chips. It just seems messy. It seems like bubble mechanics to me, you guys. Though I am, again, just a guy. I don't know why. I gotta get back to talking about rare earths and fish. I gotta get back in my lane. That's what you want anyway. You don't want this. I should be talking about batteries and climate change and the moons of Saturn and my favorite fish. But instead, I looked at that figure for too long. Let's play connections. I'm worried because the last like three have been really easy. Swift kite. Those are birds. Robin is a bird. Oh, interesting. We've got like Batman Begins, Batman Forever, Batman Eternal, Batman Returns. Is that what it is? Is that Batman thing? We got Swift and Robin. Robin is also a Batman thing. There's gotta be, oh, Swallow. Great. Those are all birds. But Swift, Kite, and Swallow are much more similar to each other than Robin. Is there another bird like that? Robin is just a normal bird. Swift, Kites, and Swallows. Very similar birds. I don't know why. Wow, this is weird. Everlasting and permanent. Okay, well, we've got that one now. This looks like it's gonna be easy too. Everlasting, forever, permanent, and eternal. Okay. Launches, institutes, pioneers, begins. And that leaves us with returns, ending, pioneers, and days? Returns, ending, pioneers, and days. Okay, well, that does seem like what it is. And I don't mind doing it real fast. Kite, Squallow, Swift, Robin. Those are all birds, and they're the only birds here. So I feel like that's it. This is like creates and puts into the world, launches, institutes, pioneers, and begins. In addition to that, we've got things that go on forever, eternal, forever, permanent, and everlasting, which leaves us with, I think, days, returns, ending, and trails. Happy days, happy trails, happy returns, happy ending. Happy trails. That has two meanings now, but there is another one if you're just thinking of the one. And then these are all the same to me. Maybe the bird is second. Yeah, all right. And then I get 50-50 chance here. Everlasting, institutes, launches, begins, and pioneers. That seems a little bit harder. That was easy. That was another easy one. All right. I'm feeling it. Woo. Yeah, another one of five. Okay, I don't know what's going on, you guys. They're taking it easy on us.